sinners are sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre rain. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight and die. Cause God forgive. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social side, they don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See the shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre, rape, they burn. The kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your faith. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. I'm your host for the next hour, and we'll see what we see tonight. It's the 22nd of March, and I still got a fair bit of snow in the yard. And I hear global warming apparently is going to cause snow and hail to hit the lower mainland out Vancouver way. So you know the earth is warming up rapidly. People on the West Coast must be just pissed. I'm surprised they're not down there burning down David. Holy crap, climate change. I'm a fruit fly scientist, Suzuki's house. But Canadians aren't that bright. Now, there's a story that was out in the Commerce Broadcasting News about cell phones, and they're going to issue soon to get, Canadians are soon to get emergency alerts on their phones. What a great idea. What a wonderful idea. And there's no opting out, apparently. So you got a cell phone, expect to get some emergency alerts. Localized alerts will be sent for emergencies, including natural disasters and terrorist attacks. So what they're telling you is that they expect and plan on terrorist attacks here in Canada and your local areas. Because they want to keep you in a state of fear. And, you know, we got CSIS and we got the RCMP and we've got provincial police and we've got city police. But, hey, how would they ever find a terrorist? Canada's wireless providers are preparing for an update to the National Public Alerting System that will force smartphones to sound an anonymous alarm when an emergency alert is triggered. In case of emergencies, including amber alerts, forest fires, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, or severe weather, officials will be able to send a localized alert that will compel compatible phones on the LTE network to emit an alarm, the same shrill beeping that accompanies TV and radio emergency alerts, and display a bilingual text warning. Well, that's pretty cool, because I don't got a TV, and I don't listen to the radio, and I don't got a cell phone. So I ain't going to be bothered by a terrorist or forest fire or natural disaster alerts. Made it this through far through my life without ever being bothered by an alert. And I intend to continue on. The Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission gave wireless providers a year to implement the system with a deadline of April the 6th to be ready to go live. A report by the CRTC said most wireless providers were in favor of an opt-out option or the ability to disable the alarm for some types of alerts, but consumers can't turn off the warnings. People cannot opt out of this, said the CRTC spokesman, Patricia Valedio. There's a high importance that people, want it or not, receive these alerts. Just another way to reach people quickly when their life is possibly, not necessarily, just possibly in danger. An assistant deputy minister with Public Safety Canada said while it was ultimately the CRTC's decision to keep consumers from having the option of opting out, he defended our call. We're getting those alerts. Your life is at risk, Tacardi said. So it's not. There's potentially a danger. There is a danger. Similar alerting systems are already in place in other countries, including the U.S., where a false alarm in Hawaii about a supposed missile attack made global headlines in January. New Zealand rolled out a similar system in November, but a month earlier had a little snafu. A startling test alert was accidentally sent out at 1:30 a.m., which prompted many to seek ways to opt out of the system. There were similar grumblings in New York in 2013 when an alert about a missing child was issued at 3:51 a.m., prompting a debate about whether people should be roused from their sleep in such instances. Now, the system's not bulletproof, of course, but hey, we care about your safety. Saskatchewan's provincial emergency public alerting program also had a bit of a hiccup in January when users of the optional Sask Alert app got false warnings about a flood and a wildfire. Officials later said some staff were training on the system and sent the alerts out by mistake. Tanguy admitted the new federal system is not 100% bulletproof, but said officials from the various levels of government have been working on researching best practices. That's best practices. There's always a UN bit of lingo there. And training to make sure those events don't happen like it happened in Hawaii. Let's see. The mobile alert system is administered by Pelmorex Corporation, the parent company of the Weather Network. The same outfit that can't get the weather right from one day to the next. The same outfit that's pushing the false global warming agenda. And they're going to be in charge of sending you alerts. Enjoy your cell phone, folks. Anyways, the Weather Network will be sending out test alerts in early May to get consumers used to the freaking you out system. People should hopefully be familiar with that sound by the time they get an actual emergency message, and we plan on sending them to you as often as possible, said Paul Temple, Senior Vice President of Regulatory and Strategic Affairs for Pelmorex. Nowadays, pretty well everyone has a phone, and you're not necessarily listening to the radio or watching TV, so it's just another way to get into your head and freak you out and continue along this global chaos that we've created. The CRTC said wireless providers cannot charge a separate fee on consumer bills for participating in the mobile alerting system. Yeah, brilliant, eh? Now, what's this all about? Well, it's about fear. It's always been about fear. Fear makes people bow down. Makes people think the government's looking out for their sorry asses. Of course, all that's wrong. So I expected to get banned off of Facebook for posting this thing, or at the very least, be given a really hard time. And neither of those things have happened, which kind of freaks me out. This proves to me that people are waking up. So what I wrote about that story was one more reason I don't own a cell phone. Once the app goes global, which is in process now, how long until the big fear is announced to all carrying a cell phone? Time will acknowledge the real threat. The real threat is the satanic UN and its globalist partners, which includes your country, which is a member state of the UN. Your government is nothing more than a facilitator of the UN globalist agendas and of nation states, and control of all peoples and resources on the planet is the goal. We must not allow them to cross the goal line. Not now, not ever. The kicker is they always tell you what they're up to. They write it all down. You don't read it. Which equals silence is consent. Now, they don't just write it down in their documents. They write it down as screenplays. They write it down theatrical plays. They write it down in books. They write it down in magazines. They write it down in the newspapers. And most people don't catch it because of the way it's presented. But they're telling you exactly what they're up to. And they sell it to you as news, or they sell it to you as entertainment, and you just don't get it. Now, part of this fear-mongering nonsense has a lot to do with aliens. Now, Ronald Reagan, speaking at the UN about an alien invasion. Just type that into Facebook, or not Facebook, but YouTube, and it'll pop up for you. There he is at the United Nations talking about how, you know, if there was an alien invasion, then that would bring all the people together or whatever. Now, one of my favorites about this is was done, I think it was 63. And it's from the TV show, The Outer Limits. And that particular show is called The Architects of Fear. And I would readily recommend people watch it. It's not bad. Robert Culp is the main star. They have some other people in there. But the whole idea is they're going to transform a man. They pick straws. The idea is that the only way that we can stop these wars is to have an alien show up. And that would take everybody's people off the wars and move them to look for somebody to save them, i.e. the global government of the United Nations. This is back when they're trying to really start to move the United Nations forward as the global government. So the idea here is they're going to take a group of scientists or whatever they are, and they draw straws to see who's going to become the alien. And the idea is to make sure they transform this man into a thing that the DNA has completely changed. All the physical attributes of a man of change. And so it's not some guy wearing an alien suit that could be outed. They've actually created something that didn't exist here. And the idea is put him in a spaceship and shoot him up and have him land at the front steps of the United Nations and come out and explain to people that they need a world government for peace or whatever. So you can look that up, just the outer limits, and it's called The Architects of Fear. Very simple to find, and I would recommend you watch it. Or you could look at this, which is attributed to our friend Kissinger, who's 94 now, I think. So he's going to be going out the door soon. Not too soon, but the sooner the better. So this is a quote, supposedly, from Kissinger, from Bilderberger in 1991, I believe. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops, not American troops, but UN troops, entered Los Angeles to restore order. He's referring to the 91 LA riot. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, i.e. An extraterrestrial invasion, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. End quote. Dr. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberger Conference, Evans, France, 1991. Or you can go and look up Project Bluebeam. But this is where they're leading us to. They already have the holograms working quite well. And, you know, we have these millennial people who have the IQ of a turtle. I mean, they are been so messed with, it's ridiculous. And they, the UN just announced, and this is why we have here in Canada and probably in the United States, they don't want to arrest anybody for drugs anymore. They want to give you safe drug sites so that you can take your drugs. You know, it was the UN that made marijuana a stage one drug or whatever they call it, right up there with heroin and cocaine. And that's why everybody was getting busted for weed all that time. And now the UN wants everyone completely drugged. And the same thing, the governments are, different governments are offering free pharmaceuticals from birth to the age of 25. They want you so messed up that when they eventually pull their alien card, people are that far gone that they will actually believe it. Now, of course, I won't ever believe it. You know, are there aliens? Pfft, damn do I know, I ain't met one. So I'm not going to worry about them. You know, I hear people all the time talking about aliens and extraterrestrials and that. What do you care? What the hell could you possibly care? We got enough trouble down here without worrying about extraterrestrials. But that's where they keep dragging your brain, right? So that they keep you basically thinking about something there's no proof of. Now, I forgot his name now. What the hell was his name? Oh, he's running around all the time to different talks. He's 90. Oh, how the hell old would he be now? He's got to be, let's see if I can get this, ex-deputy prime minister Canada, I can't remember his name, that should bring him up, Paul Hellyer. Now, Paul Hellyer is, I don't know how the hell Paul Hellyer is now. He's got to be, let's see, how the hell old is that boy? He was born in 1923, so that would put him at what, 95? And he's a member of the Privy Council of Canada. In fact, he is the longest serving current member of the Privy Council, just ahead of Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband. Now, what happens is when you are in the federal government and you're in the cabinet or a high level justice, you get brought into the Privy Council where you take an oath of silence for life. Okay? So he's been in the secret world for a long, long time. But these people that go in the Privy Council, they never quit working, one agenda or the other. You don't see them because their political careers are long past. You think they're, I don't know, fishing maybe, or knitting something, depending on their gender. But these people never stop working. They're on call. And they're pushing agendas. I mean, how ridiculous is this that you elect someone and then the top people, the prime minister and the cabinet and some other prominent politicians end up in the Privy Council? But nobody ever takes an oath to the people. Doesn't matter if you're, you know, at the municipal level or a cop or whatever. You always take an oath to serve the Queen, and the Queen is a corporation. And they take a life oath to serve the corporation and keep all secrets for life. Anyways, Paul Hellyer, he can't do a talk. It doesn't matter what he's talking about. He talks a lot about the return of the Bank of Canada. We never had a Bank of Canada. I mean, if you look at the history, it never was. It was a private bank, and now it's an offshore bank, or UN bank, IMF, World Bank, Fed. It's all the same shit. But he rattles on about that. But he can't get through a talk. It's impossible for Paul Hellyer to get through a talk without bringing up the aliens. Well, why the hell is that? Well, simple. Because it's going to be one of the parts of the game. Now, the Vatican put up a new telescope a few years back, and it's called Lucifer. And they're out there staring out into space all the time looking for Lucifer, I guess. Anyways, he was first elected as a Liberal in 1949, federal election in the riding of Davenport. He was the youngest person ever elected to that post in the Canadian House of Commons. He served a brief stint as parliamentary assistant to the Prime Minister of the Minister of National Defense, and made a good impression. He was then named Associate Minister of National Defense in the cabinet of Prime Minister Louis Saint Laurent. So this is some time ago, and made a good, this post was short-lived, though, as Hellyer lost his seat when the Saint Laurent government lost in 1957 election. Hellyer returned to Parliament in 1958 by election in the neighboring riding of Trinity, and became an effective opposition. Yada yada yada. Canadian Air Force, Deputy Prime Minister. In 1969, Hellyer issued a major report on housing and urban renewal, in which he advocated incremental reforms rather than new government programs. Okay, incremental reforms, housing and urban renewal, Okay, so the man's a UN agent. He called for greater flexibility in Canada's mortgage loan system and encouraged corporate persons' pension funds to invest more in the housing programs. His approach did not meet with universal acceptance, yada, yada, yada. Let's see. Where is that? Let's see. It says here in 1997, Hellyer formed the Canadian Action Party to provide voters with an economic nationalist option following the collapse of the National Party of Canada. Well, the National Party of Canada was started by, Mel Herdig, who I really liked because I'm a nationalist. Okay, so I listened to Herdig, and he was the best dressed, he was the best spoken, knew his stuff. He wrote the Canadian Encyclopedia. He started the Council of Canadians. This is Mr. Canada. Now, I spoke with Mel a few times. He was out in Vancouver. I'm in Ontario, but we spoke several times. And he was very angry the first time I called him and went off the deep end, but he was kind enough not to hang up because I asked him not to hang up. And then he wanted to know who the hell he was talking to. And we actually got along quite well. And he agreed with me that Maude Barlow, who had taken over the Council of Canadians, was in fact a Trojan horse. And she's working with Maurice Strong on the Blue Planet program. Maurice Strong having been the head of United Nations Environmental Program. And Mel was going to come to Ontario, and I almost wish I hadn't thrown the axe. I would have really liked to have met the guy because he was coming to Ontario because we talked, we had some really good chats, and he said, you know, you seem like a really intelligent guy, and I think I'd like to meet you, and I got to come to Toronto and to promote my new book. And I was wondering maybe we could meet and have lunch or something and talk. Well, through looking at the Westminster Statute and that, which a friend of mine was researching quite diligently, and when he found I was talking to Mel, and Mel wrote the Canadian Encyclopedia, he says, for crying out loud, ask Mel about the Westminster Statute. And good plan. So when I was talking to Mel, I asked about the Westminster Statute, and Mel said he didn't know anything about it. Well, that isn't even possible, is it? So now the flags are really flying, and I'd been to the UNPA because this is where Maude Barlow and David Suzuki are figured prominently, along with a whole slew of politicians, a whole lot of senators, a whole lot of university professors and senators, all pushing for United Nations Parliamentary Assembly. And, you know, this is what I brought up to Mel earlier. And Mel finally threw his protege, Maude Barlow, under the bus, which I thought was okay. But then once he didn't know anything about the Westminster Statute, I'm going, something ain't right with Mel. So I went back to the UNPA and got digging a little deeper, and whose name shows up? Mel Herdig. Man's a Jew, pushing for United Nations Parliamentary Assembly, which supersedes our government, wrote the Canadian Encyclopedia, started the Council of Canadians, started the National Party of Canada, and Mr. National is actually a Trojan horse himself. This is why people have to pay attention to everybody, okay? And I was really, you know, I was really bummed out when I found out where Mel was at, being a member of the UNPA. So you know, the Canadian Action Party was started by Hellyer to provide voters with an economic nationals option following the collapse of the National Party of Canada. Well, the National Party of Canada was a Trojan horse. And Hellyer has taken a life oath of secrecy to the Queen, which is the corporation, which makes Hellyer a Trojan horse. You know, and I get really pissed off when I see people, oh, Hellyer wants to get the Bank of Canada back. Shut up and read something, people, because they write it all down. Let's see. And I was asked to run for the Canadian Action Party. And when I called up a woman lawyer, I'm really bad with names tonight, although I haven't talked to her for a long, long time. But the head of the Canadian Action Party, when I talked to her and I told her that some people want me to run for the party, it didn't take long to find out, just in conversation with the head of the party, that this thing was a Trojan horse. So I never ran for them. You know, this is about picking up the strays. This is about all of these things that come along. You go, oh, great, this is wonderful. Right? It's there to pick the people up that are starting to wake up and are listening to what they want to hear, but they're not investigating it, and they get caught up in it. And that kind of nuts them for a while until they figure out that they've been had again. Anyways, on June the 3rd, 1967, Hellyer flew in by helicopter to officially inaugurate the an unidentified flying object landing pad in St. Albert, Alberta. The town had built it as a Canadian centennial celebration project and as a symbol of keeping space free from human warfare. The sign beside the pad reads, "The area under the world's first UFO landing pad was designed designated international by the town of St. Paul as a symbol of our faith that mankind will maintain the outer universe free from national wars and strife, that future travel in space will be safe for all intergalactic beings, all visitors from Earth or otherwise are welcome to this territory and to the town of St. Paul," which is really freaking me out because I have two nephews who live and work in St. Paul. Maybe they've turned into aliens, I don't know. In early September 2005, Hellyer made headlines by publicly announcing that he believed in the existence of UFOs. On the 25th of September 2005, he was an invited speaker at an ex-opolitics conference in Toronto, where he told the audience that he had seen a UFO one night with his late wife and some friends. He said that although he had discounted the experience at the time, he had kept an open mind to it. He said that he started taking the issue much more seriously after watching ABC's UFO special in February of 2005. In 2007, the Ottawa Citizen reported that Hellyer is demanding that world governments discuss or disclose alien technology that could be used to solve the problem of climate change. So if any of you people out there have been listening to Hellyer and you think the guy's on the up and up, give your head a freaking shake, okay? The man took an oath of secrecy for life, okay? He's pushing the UN agendas. He's pushing the globalist agendas. And he wants the governments to disclose alien technology that could be used to solve the problem of climate change. This guy was a deputy prime minister at one time. Give me a break. What's he say? I would like to see what alien technology there might be that could eliminate the burning of fossil fuels within a generation. That could be a way to save our planet. We need to persuade government to come clean on what they know. Some of us suspect they know quite a lot, and it might be enough to save our planet if applied quickly enough. In an interview with RT, formerly Russia Today, in 2014, characterized by Yahoo News as sadly hard to take seriously, Hellyer said that at least four species of aliens have been visiting Earth for thousands of years, with most of them coming from other star systems, although there are some living on Venus, Mars, and Saturn's moon. According to him, they don't think we are good stewards of our planet, really. And this is what they're pushing in the churches, too. You know, you got to be a good steward of the planet. This is all the mind-numbing nonsense that is being shoved into the public's brain from every freaking angle.
These people are out of their freaking minds. They've all sold their souls. They're all nuts. They're all psychopaths.
And they actually believe some of these people believe the lies they make up. But that is Paul Hellyer, another one guy, you know, he's 23, I'll make him 95 years old. He's still out there speaking. You know, these guys don't go away. Kissinger's 94. And what have we accomplished? Nothing. We've lost all of our seed. All of our seed has been taken from us. That leaves us with bastardized food. You know, they actually locked up all of the seed, the natural seed, all the heritage seed. They go and they put it in a bunker up north and lock it. And then give you bastardized food. Why are they doing that? Because they like it? No, they want to save the planet. Well, who's the enemy of the planet? Well, you are. According to Club of Rome, therefore, man is the enemy. So they're going to spring somewhere down the road, they're going to spring this alien nonsense on you. I'm just saying this so that hopefully when you get the alert, you'll giggle about it. You won't run around. Oh my God, what are we going to do? Call the UN. Let's give up all our rights. Yay. Hopefully you just giggle about it because you got to look at it from the funny side because, it's that freaking ridiculous. Now, somebody sent me a video, which I find quite ridiculous as well. How far is Justin Trudeau willing to go to cover up who was behind the Atwal scandal? Now, that was the guy that was convicted or whatever of attempted murder or something that ended up at Trudeau's dinner table in India. So the conservatives are, they're not happy about this. They want to, this is posted today, actually, by Michelle Rempel, who's a conservative MP in Calgary Centre, I believe. Now, this little video here is 8 minutes long, and
she is yammering on about, some backroom stuff that the media knew about, which didn't hit the mainstream. It was like the media was covering this up, and they had high-level security people who were kind of covering things up. And so according to this Rempel woman, they want to do 250 confidence votes in the House ASAP, which she thinks will run on for 30-plus hours, and that they won't stop until the Trudeau government says, okay, uncle, right, we'll tell you the shit about Atwal. And this is some sort of a big deal, right? This just shows you the audacity of politicians, the capacity to lie to the public of the politicians. So people, this says 247 likes and one dislike. So you have this woman, MP, federal MP for the Conservative Party, yammering on for 8.5 minutes about this confidence vote, or 250 confidence votes. Now we got 91 comments here, and just let's look at a few of them. Go get 'em, Canada. Keep the good fight up. Cheers from Manitoba, holding strong. Iman Trudeau is a minion of Soros. Everything he does is to hurt Canada. Cover-ups balance themselves, Justin. Yay, Michelle Rempel, you are amazing. And this is from a guy who calls himself Awake Canadian. This is how pathetic this is. This guy says, Awake Canadian. That's his YouTube title. You are amazing. Well, you, Awake Canadian, are not amazing. Okay? You're blind as a freaking bat, stupid as a box of rocks, and being led by the nose like an idiot you are. Now, I don't know if this is East Indian or what the hell this name is. I can't pronounce it. Something Singh, so it must be Sikh or whatever. God bless you and give you strength, love and respect to all good Canadians from India. Like all libtards, they will just blame everyone but themselves. Keep up the good job, and I wonder why I did not get an invite. Yada, yada, yada. Trudeau needs to go, and soon please learn French so you can join the federal government and help save Canada. The only person traitors Trudeau loves more than terrorists is himself. There's 90-some comments here. And these comments just prove the stupidity of the average Canadian. Thanks for your hard work, Michelle. We, as real Canadians, are behind you. What is a real Canadian? A real Canadian is a corporate slave. That's what a real Canadian is. Michelle doesn't represent the slaves of the corporation. She represents the corporation. Okay? Not the human resources. I mean, this is just pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. Yeah, go get them, right? Keep at it, Michelle, and please don't take your eyes off Bill Moreau and his Bill C-27. This guy is a snake. Michelle, we need you to run this country. My God, can you imagine a conservative woman who loves her gun rights and hates corruption? You have my vote, Michelle. This woman has a purpose and balls. Support her, please, or we are done as a nation. She definitely has our best interest at heart. No, she freaking doesn't, you twits. But these go on. This rattles on here for a while. Comments. Now, they're bitching about Trudeau having dinner with a guy that was found guilty of attempted murder. And yes, no, you shouldn't be having dinner with this guy, granted. But what have the Conservatives been up to, Michelle? Wasn't it Prime Minister Brian Mulroney who signed this so-called nation onto UN Agenda 21, now known as 2030? Wasn't it Harper who stood at the podium at the G20 and stated that this meeting is a loss of national sovereignty? Some people don't like it, but it's a simple reality. You didn't get any of that stuff, Michelle? Didn't catch any of that stuff? You know, you didn't remember that the weasel Mulroney sued the people of the country? He sued the country. He sued Canada. He sued the corporation. But the money that was given to Mulroney is paid out of the pockets of the people. So he sued the men and women of Canada. You don't remember any of that, eh, Michelle? You didn't catch any of that? The Conservative voters didn't catch any of this? I mean, I'm so sick and tired of this left-right nonsense. All it does is show the absolute stupidity of the men and women of the place I call home. And it really makes me want to puke. Now, given that, then you got to go and you got to have a little quick look at who the hell Michelle is. Who the hell is Michelle Rempel? Now, she I don't know how old she is. She was born in 80, so that's 20. What is that, 38 years? And she's sitting like, looks like in a motel, in a hotel room, and she's all spunky and just reminds me of basically a blonde airhead. So Rempel was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba. She's a partial Franco-Manitoban ancestry. She holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in economics from the University of Manitoba. Rempel helped pay her way through school by playing as a classically trained pianist. Well, that's good. She worked as a director of the University of Calgary's Institutional Program Division prior to her election under the leadership. The sponsored research funding grew from $7 million in 2007 to $100 million in 2009. Now, who's the sponsors? I don't know. The Rockefeller Foundation? Who knows? The Trudeau Foundation, maybe. Who knows? Because it doesn't say so here. So there's a bunch of stuff in here about her political stuff. And let's see here. She was appointed to Minister of State for Western Economic Diversification. She is the youngest female cabinet minister in Canadian history. In October 2013, Rempel launched WNN, $100 million five-year initiative that offers repayable contributions for small and medium-sized enterprises with operations in Western Canada. At Western Economic Diversification, Rempel has directed about $100 million to small and medium-sized companies in emerging sectors such as green energy. Well, you're in Alberta. And the Albertans aren't too happy about what's going on in the energy sector in Alberta. And this whole clean energy deal is a crock of UN globalist crap. Nobody seems to notice that. She was appointed as official opposition critic for immigration, refugees, and citizenship on the 15th of 2016, November. Green Party leader Elizabeth May accused Rempel for using unparliamentary language for stating on the floor of the House of Commons that the Liberal government had been treating residents of the province of Alberta, quote, like a fart in the room. Well, that's true. And Rempel's doing the same thing if she's pushing the clean energy nonsense. Rempel has long been an advocate for human rights, which, again, came straight out of the United Nations. So she's just another freaking facilitator of the agenda to destroy this nation and the men and women in it. And she has strongly advocated for the protection of ethnic minorities, including the Yazids. Yadis. I can't never say that damn thing. And these are the people over Iraq and over in the Middle East who, when you look at them up, are actually classed as devil worshippers. They're a persecuted group of people, apparently. A motion put forward by Rempel, which acknowledged the genocide of the Yazids and called on the government to expedite the processing of those refugees coming to Canada, passed unanimously. Well, of course it did, because the whole idea is to open our borders. And we need someone that needs to be saved in order to bring them in. And so... you know, she's in the same boat, open borders. Rempel is credited with forcing Liberal Minister Hussein to publicly acknowledge that the act of female gender manipulation as an abhorrent practice and issue a statement to assure Canadians that the Canadian Citizenship Guide would include information on Canada's laws against gender-based violence. Well, this is all, again, UN stuff, including gender-based violence, including female genital mutilation. Well, if you don't bring all these people into this country, it's not something that we had ever heard of before here. So this is something that's being brought to us. So Rempel, who's a conservative, who's bitching about the liberals, has a lot to make good on, really. Rempel repeatedly raised the issue in Parliament and sponsored petition E1310 that garnered nearly 25,000 signatures. In 2010, Rempel was named one of Canada's top 100 most powerful women in the future leaders category by the Women's Executive Network. These are all UN connected. In November 24, Rempel was named one of Calgary's top 40 under 40 by Avenue Magazine. In 2016, Rempel was selected as one of the World Economic Forum's young global leaders. Okay? Again, that is all internationalism. That is the demise of your nation. That is, hook it to the UN, hook it to UNESCO, hook it to UNEP, hook it to the Rockefellers, hook it to the Carnegies. You can hook it probably all kinds of places. But this crazy bitch is there yipping about this guy who went to India for dinner with Trudeau, who was apparently found guilty of attempted murder and got through all of their so-called security in this country. There is no security in this country. Every piece of security in this country is implementing the UN globalist agendas. So this broad, yammering her way in his video, bitching about Trudeau with the number of skeletons in the closets, her closet, as well as the past prime ministers that were conservative, who, by the way, all took an oath of secrecy to the corporation for life, and are all still out there humping around, working to push the global agendas down your throat without you knowing about it. And, people are just, oh, man, she should be our prime minister. You know, we have a country to save here. We have a future to save here. And, people really got to get their act together. Anyway, so she's selected as one of the World Economic Forum's young global leaders for that year. The World Economic Forum calls the Forum of Young Global Leaders a unique and diverse. Where have we heard that word before? Why is Trudeau keep saying diversity in that? Well, hey, saying you got to hear Young Global Leaders, a unique and diverse community of the world's most outstanding next generation leaders. Bold, brave, action-oriented, and entrepreneurial, these individuals commit a portion of their time to jointly shape a better future and thereby improve the state of the world. Rempel was named one of Alberta's 50 most influential people of 2016 by Alberta Venture Magazine, referencing her strong debate performances in the House of Commons and for her fierce support of women in politics. As of 2016, Rempel is reported to be dating a member of Parliament, Blake Richards, and I don't know who the hell he is. Looks like a bit of a twit. He comes from Olds, Alberta. Early life and career. Red Deer College, University of Calgary, federal politics. Don't see anything real interesting here too much, but he does look a bit of adult. Rempel is most definitely a globalist. Bitching about Trudeau, who's a globalist. So who are you going to vote for? You know? Andrew Scheer, who's a globalist. But then again, Andrew Scheer is an expert on The Simpsons. So you're going to replace Trudeau, who likes to wear stupid-looking socks, who likes to go on gay pride parades, who is a snowboarder and a part-time drama teacher, replace him with a guy who's an expert on The Simpsons. Man, are we going downhill in a hurry. We better straighten that out pretty damn quick. Anyways, it looks by the clock that basically out of time here. We'll be back Sunday at noon till 2 p.m. Eastern, and we'll see what we're going to talk about then. We may have a guest on Sunday. Who knows? But till then, keep your eyes open. Do not get deceived. Do not get conned. Okay, we got a nation to save, we got our people to save, we got North America to save, and I'm going to see us the light and the world follow. Take care, everybody, we're out of here, guys, we're out of time.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb, they shoot, they kill,